we're going to talk about a scripture passage that nobody ever wants to preach.
But you know me.
I always want to preach the tough ones. The weird ones. The odd ones. Because they're important. They're no less important than the ones that we all know. This passage comes right after Jesus has chosen his disciples. They've had a very busy day of teaching and healing, things that we are used to hearing about, the scriptures that we're used to hearing. It's been a long day of ministry, and they have come back home to Peter's house, and the assumption is that they're going to have a nice evening with Peter's family and the disciples, put their feet up, relax, and watch some television. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry, I forgot. Wrong time frame, right? So they all get settled in. They're just about ready to eat. Peter's mother's worked up all this wonderful food for them. And here we go. Then Jesus went home, that is to Peter's house, and the crowd came together again so they couldn't even eat. Now what do you think Jesus is going to do? What do the disciples and his family think Jesus is going to do? This is early on, look at that up at the top, it's Mark 3. The disciples haven't been with Jesus for very long. Okay, they're still pretty naive about Jesus. Do they ever not get naive? Okay, when his family heard the crowds coming together, they went out to restrain Jesus. For people, who are these people? You ever have people? Do you ever say that out in the world? Well, people are saying. Do you ever hear that in the world? Well, people are saying. Yep. You don't do that. I know you don't do that. For people were saying, he, that is Jesus, has gone out of his mind. Why? Because he went outside? Because the crowds have gathered again and they want Jesus? Because Jesus has started healing people again? Why? We have these few short verses here. Jesus has gone into the house to eat. The crowds have gathered again. Jesus has gone out. Now all of a sudden his family and friends have gone outside and they're trying to restrain him. They think he's nuts. What's the deal here, folks? Let's read a little further. The scribes, we get to have the scribes come in and play. The scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebul. Now, do y'all know who Beelzebul is? Beelzebul is considered to be one of the forms of Satan, one of the lesser forms. It's kind of like there's Satan, and then there's Beelzebul, and there's, you know, other forms of, Baal, or Baal, depending on how you read your Hebrew. Okay. And by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons. By the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons? That doesn't make sense, does it? By the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons. Okay. All right. And so Jesus calls to them, that's the scribes now, but calls them to him, and he spoke to them in parables. Oh boy, we know what that means, right? Jesus isn't going to speak plain truth to them because he doesn't trust them. Jesus always speaks parables to people he doesn't trust. And they'll know, explain it later to the disciples if they don't get it. How can Satan cast out Satan? See, that's what I was saying up above. He uses demons to cast out demons? That doesn't make sense. How can Satan cast out Satan? Can't cast out Satan. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make sense. If a kingdom is divided against itself, oh boy, this might have some modern connotations. If the kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, and his end has come. Now, I want you to think with me about this for just a minute. I don't know if this ever happened in your house or not. But if there was a mom and a dad in the household, and you went to mom, and mom said no, did you ever go to dad? And dad would say yes. And then you went back to mom, and you said, but dad said yes. Now you have a problem there, don't you? Don't you? No? You don't have a problem?
Yes.
Okay. You had a problem with, you knew it or not, well, your parents had a problem. You might not have a problem, but your parents had a problem. That's called a divided house. Now, in my parents' house, we didn't have a problem. But in my grandparents' house, they did. My grandmother would say no. My grandfather would say yes. We'd go back to my grandmother, and my grandmother would go out to my grandfather and say, excuse me, Mirfield, I told the children no. And my grandfather would say, oops. Oh, children, you should not have put me in that spot. Because now I am in trouble with your grandmother. And we would just stand there and say, yes, but do we get to do our thing or not? We didn't care if he was in trouble with her. We just wanted to know if we still got to do our thing. That was a house divided. A house divided cannot stand. In my parents' household, they did not have this problem. Whatever my mother said was the answer. My father said, whatever your mother says is what, there wasn't even any question. If I went to my father, he would say, just go ask your mother. Smart. Okay? I'm sure in my grandparents' house, there was some discussion that went on behind the scenes. Where Merrifield and Elsie, that one was part of my grandparents' names, had some discussion. Now you have to back me up. I say no, it's no. Well, you have to back me up. I say yes, it's yes. Well, you have to, right? A divided house cannot stand. A divided church cannot stand. A divided nation cannot stand. A divided world cannot stand. Satan cannot cast out Satan, for if Satan casts out Satan, Satan's just divided himself. That doesn't work. That means Satan ends Satan. God would never cast out God. You think God's going to walk in here and say, I'm going to cast God out of me? That's ridiculous. I mean, think about that. That's really silly. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. In other words, you've got to tie up and keep the man enabled to fight. You've got to make him weak first. If a strong person of faith is standing there and is attacked, you cannot weaken that strong person. You have to first break down their faith. And if they are consistently strong in their faith, and they are consistently relying on God, they cannot be broken down. And they begin to feel broken down, they'll call upon another warrior to help them in their faith. And they'll call on a sister, and they'll call on a brother, and they'll stay strong in their faith. This works for everything in life, folks. This isn't just about warriors of faith. You go to addiction groups and they'll tell you the same thing. If I'm beginning to feel weak, I will call another warrior, and they will come and they will help me stand strong. And I will call another warrior, and they will help me stand strong. You cannot plunder my house when I am strong. Jesus says, truly I tell you, people will be forgiven their sins. We are forgiven our sins. We're forgiven our weaknesses. We are forgiven when we are attacked and we feel that weakness coming upon us by forces of evil. And whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, that is, whoever completely rejects God, can never have forgiveness. In other words, if you don't have God at all, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, he has an unclean spirit. In other words, when you completely cast out God from yourself, how can you be forgiven by God? Now you can allow God back in, and then you're forgiven. It's not that all is lost forever. It's just that if you cast out God away from yourself completely and forever, how can God ever forgive you? If there is no part of God anywhere near you, around you, in you, you know, if you're not reaching in any way, how? How can God get to you? How can God help you? People, it was such a weird day that day. They've been out, they've been forgiving, they've been healing, they've been doing ministry all day. And then Jesus sits down to eat dinner, and all these people needed his help, and he went out to help them, and all of a sudden everybody's calling him crazy. And they're saying that he's Satan casting out Satan. He's not Satan casting out Satan. He's just doing the same thing he'd been doing all along, all day long. He was healing, he was touching, he was casting out Satan, but he was the same Jesus Christ. He was still God. He hadn't changed. They had. The scribes put doubt into their minds and into their hearts. There are going to be people in your life that do that too. People who come and put doubts and try and take your faith away from you. Try and make you weak in your faith. And when they do that, you need to call another prayer warrior. You need to call another friend in Jesus. You need to call somebody who's going to help you be stronger in your faith. You stand strong in your faith. Don't you let anybody take it away. Ever. You stand strong. Then Jesus can stand strong in you. Him cast Satan away from you, evil away, whatever you choose to call it. He will. Don't worry about it. He's got it covered. on the good days, the bad days, and the really kind of strange, odd days. He's got it covered. What a story. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you for showing us that even you have very odd days sometimes. Thank you for being with us, being in us, keeping us strong, and showing us that sometimes people will try to attack us, even if they don't mean to, and make us weak. You supply our need. You supply us with people around us who will help us stay strong. Thank you, Lord. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation today is, "My Shepherd, You Supply My Need." And I ask you if you will stand up and sing joyfully, because the Lord will supply your need. Buzz, you're looking at me.